Hello. We decided to actually record today and give our impression of a... Well, I guess about at the advanced part of screen reading technology. We're sitting here on a Saturday night on April 8th and about 65 degrees here in Sacramento. Beautiful. Beautiful weather. The calm before the storm, probably. We've been hearing about the different reports, and I guess we're getting a storm. And I'm just hoping our levees aren't going to hold up. Our levees need to hold up, really. So, well, that's dead. I'm going to talk about JAWS scripting today. JAWS scripting is a tool that is not touched by much of the community. Why? I'm not exactly sure. I think people feel it's a complex tool. And in a way it is. If you've never done any programming, it might seem like an advanced deal. So, I'm here to tell you that it's not as hard as it looks or it seems. What we're going to do, a few scripts that will show you just how easy it is. A little background. I started doing this because I wanted to have access to my volume control. And I didn't have access to the volume control. This was back in 97 when we didn't have the fancy stuff we all have learned to appreciate, such as insert F11 or insert F10. Or, in fact, the latest with XP, where you can actually tab and have access to the tray. So back then, we actually had to rely on graphics, and some of the graphics were the icons of the start, or rather the system tray. You have to set your JAWS to all, set graphics to active, and then you would be able to arrow down, and wherever there was a blank, to the right of the most task tray item and to the left of the clock, you actually had a start menu, a system tray item. And of course you could try accessing it if you used your mouse cursor or JAWS cursor right then and there, left or right click. So, thankfully that disappeared. And what we're going to do today is go to Notepad. Let me make a few distinctions here. The first thing, if you're a beginner to screen reading technology and if you're a beginner to Windows, I would advise you not to try this. If you do it, you're liable to actually get yourself in hot water, because we're going to be dealing with programming techniques, and we really don't want you to get lost. So if you're not familiar with pasting, cutting, opening files, closing files, using Internet Explorer and Windows Explorer. And the reason I'm saying Internet Explorer is because we're going to be using the help tool for reading the basic subscripting file, which comes with JAWS. And we're going to be referring to the quick navigation keys. So please do yourself a favor and go review that before you try this. The beauty of it is you can always save this podcast and try it later on. The first thing we need to do is work with an application that we know doesn't have scripts. Why? Because we don't want to break any. And Notepad is an application that doesn't ship with scripts. Freedom Scientific does not ship scripts with it. So what we need to do is open up Notepad, and you can find it by going to Start Menu, Program Files, Accessories, and Notepad. Go ahead and open it up and leave it there on a blank document. Now let's talk about the Script Manager. By this time you're probably familiar with the Configuration Manager. You've used it to do some settings in verbosity and other stuff like that. And some of you might even use the Frame Viewer, which used to be Frame Manager, and which has changed. Which, much to our detriment, doesn't seem to be very consistent. So, if you finally had it with both, and decided that you want a script, Sorry about the noise. And then it's probably time for you to take up Script Manager. So what we're going to do today is show you how to add a few shortcut keys. We're going to be adding a shortcut key to the Save As dialog. Most applications come with a Control S for saving a file. And saving a file is easy. I mean, you press Control S and save it. What if you have a list of groceries that you want to keep as a template and then just alter parts that you're going to be using later on? Well, your best bet is to use the Save As command. Give it a different name and you still would have your template without any changes to it. So let's go ahead and open up the Script Manager. We're going to do this with Insert 0 or JOSKI 0 if you're using a laptop. And by the way, for you, those of you using PackMate, you are able to write scripts for PackMate. We're not going to touch on this today. I'm sorry. It is quite a complex feature, and I think you eventually will get to it if there's enough requests for more of these lessons. I'm on the Blind Cool Tech list. Just drop me a message. And we might continue with this. I'm trying to move through this very fast. I'm going to be moving through it speedily, knowing that you can pause this recording if you need to and get back to it. The beauty of it is you can use your rewind feature and listen to this stuff. The reason for this is because I know a lot of people are listening to us today that are school teachers that are actually professionals working, and they don't have time to sit through a long lecture, so I'm going to make it a practical lesson. So let me talk about the Script Manager. Script Manager, it's really an editor, a text editor. The difference is that it gives you a few tools that a text editor doesn't. One of those tools is that it gives you the number of the line you're currently sitting in, and as you begin to write scripts, you realize that that's a very, very useful tool because you'll have lines of code that you need to refer to by line number, and it's a lot faster to go through them using Control G than trying to hunt through 3,000 lines of code. Not that your scripts will get that long, but sometimes they do. Rarely. Anyways, that's one of the nice features about it. The next feature that is nice is that when you save the file, it'll actually compile it for us. Compiling a file means that computer code is actually generated, and the file is basically downsized and compiled with the rest of whatever files are included, which I will talk about in a minute, to reduce it to the size that is convenient for the computer to understand. The next thing we're going to do is talk about includes. In programming languages, you have inclusions. They're normally called libraries. These are reference files that you have that you use because they have additional functionality or code that somebody else has already written that you can include in your scripting and your coding. A little bit of history before we move on. The scripting language used to be macros, and they were very similar in a way to Word. So you would type keystrokes, and things would get saved according to to the different things you wanted to do. Well, scripts were developed when macros became too limiting, because there was a limit on their size. So with a script language, you could actually have more lines of code, you can actually have more functionality, and actually do a lot more things that the macros could. Not to mention transferring and importing and exporting stuff, it became just tons easier. This became the norm in JAWS 3.0. So we're doing scripts now. I'm not going to get into the fancy part yet. We're going to do lesson one, the start one of JAWS scripting, for those of you who have never touched it. Again, if there's a request, I will provide more lessons. But for now, we'll stick with the first with the practical side. And I'm giving you exactly the tools that I used when I learned scripting, so that I'm not the smartest person out here, and believe me, I was able to do it with no programming background and no mathematics at all. I mean, I think math was probably my worst subject in school. So, you have Script Manager open, and there's a few files that ship with Freedom Scientific's JOS for Windows that are loaded with functions and other goodies that we were going to be using. They are called header files. They're called so because they contain variables and they contain stuff that is already defined that we can use in functions. JOS is shipped with a file called global.jsh, which stands for JOS script header, a file called hjconst, const.jsh, which is another header file. The first one has variables, and variables, which we'll be getting into more depth in the next lesson, are basically either letters or words that you can use to hold an actual larger definition. And they vary. That's why they're called variables. So their content might change. So basically, when you think of the time, you can't really capture the time unless you make a variable. It's a container, basically. It's like the container that you use for your soup you got left over. That container will change its purpose. I mean, its purpose is to store, but its function will change according to whatever it's holding, right? One day it'll hold soup, the next time it'll hold stew, the next time it'll hold peaches. That's a variable, basically, in simplest terms. It holds text or numbers. This is all I'm going to say about these variables for today. We'll get into the more esoteric aspects of them later on. So don't worry, don't let it bother you right now. We won't need them today. The next ones are constants. Constants are, in essence, holders as well, but they never change. So they are basically more like the saran wrap that wraps your TV dinners. You take it out, discard it. You can't use it for anything else because it has vestiges of whatever it was holding. We'll get more into that in the next lesson on constants, but because we're going to be using functions, we're going to be getting into the habit, and I suggest that you do this with every script file you do. Get into the habit of including this two files. So, on our blank script manager file, we have a file that actually has the name notepad.jsb. Excuse me, notepad.jss. Script source file. JAWS script source file, to be precise. The beauty of opening a file, or a script manager session, rather, from within the program you're going to be scripting, is that it will automatically place the name of this file on your title line. So, let's talk one more point that I'd like to introduce, and these are comments. Comments are instructions that you will place, or notes that you will place as you write your scripts, so that other people that you share your code with will understand and be able to follow up what you're doing. You'll be able to basically follow your programming concepts. And there's a character we use. The semicolon is what we use at the beginning of a line, which contains comments. This tells the compiler, or JAWS, as it saves the file, that we need to ignore the rest of this line and basically pass it through as comments and don't do anything with it. Don't interpret it as code when you compile it, when you save it. One of the few things you might want to put in there, for example, and let's actually do it. Go ahead and on the blank line at the top of the file, hit Control Home, make sure you're at the top of the file. Hit Home to be sure that you're basically in the very end, the top of the line and left side. Type semicolon and type Notepad script. So let's get into a convention before we go any farther. Because a lot of this variables and JAWS script don't allow spacing, and we'll get into that in a minute, you want to get into the habit of capitalizing the first letter of each word, because we're not going to put spaces. So the word notepad, for example, will actually be spelled capital N-O-T-E, capital P-A-D. There will be no space. And then within the comments, you actually can put the space, but otherwise you wouldn't if you're writing a script or if you're working with functions. This will help JAWS pronounce the stuff properly. JAWS is programmed to pronounce the beginning of each word, especially if it's capitalized, to take the first the capitalized letter and actually treat it as the beginning of a word. So when you read back, you will hear actually notepad, even if it's all one word, instead of notepad, as it my screen reader tends to pronounce it, my speech synthesizer. So go ahead and write notepad space script, and then press enter. On the next line, again, write semicolon and write your name. On the next line, write the date. And on the next line, again, don't forget to put semicolons on the beginning of each line. On the next line, write semicolon, of course. And version 1. Version 1 will tell us that this is the first release of the scripts, the first try. As you write your scripts, and as you write your code, you might find it a lot easier if you keep entries there, always preceded by semicolons at the beginning of the line, telling you what you updated and what you fixed. Some scripters get into the convention of actually typing things they've yet to do or that they've discovered. You don't have to worry about that right now. Once you have those lines, we're going to press enter a couple times to give ourselves some space. Now it's time to put our include lines. We're going to type the word include with a capital I. I-N-C-L-U-D-E. That's again I-N-C-L-U-D-E. Space. And in quotation marks, quote, H-J. Global, G-L-O-B-A-L, and this is all one word, dot, or period, J-S-H, end quote. Again, the whole line reads, include, space, quote, H-J, global, dot, J-S-H, end quote. The next line will read, again, include, space, quote, H-J, C-O-N-S-T, dot J-S-H, end quote. Again, that's include, space, quote, H-J, const, dot J-S-H, end quote. Once you have those lines, go ahead and press enter again a few times. And now we're ready to have our script started. We're going to make it very, very simple. What you've done is you've actually told JAWS, I want to use the files that contain all those fancy functions that Freedom Scientific has written so that I can use them within my scripts, because they're going to give me a lot of flexibility. Although we will not use them tonight, we will be using them in our next lesson. Now we were ready for our script. To start our script, we're going to hit Control E. This will bring up the script manager wizard. This will allow us to put our script in. Control E. The first thing that happens is that you'll land on an edit box, which says script name. This is where to type the name of the script. And we're going to use, again, capitalizing the first letter of each word without spaces. We're going to type the word save as, or S-A-V-E-A-S. That's capital S, lowercase A-V-E, uppercase A, lowercase S. It is a dialog box, so we're going to tab through it, or you can shift tab as well. We're going to tab to the next control. You will hear, can be attached to key, checkbox, not checked. We're going to press space bar to check this box. This basically will tell JAWS to let us employ a keystroke so that we can call this script. And we will talk about what would happen if we were not to check this box in another lesson again. We're going to tab again. And we're going to type a synopsis for our script, and we're going to say selects the save as option. And you can actually type spaces on this. Selects the save as option. When you're ready to move on, type tab again. You'll hear synopsis. This two fields that we've been working with will tell JAWS to speak what the keystroke does when we use keyboard help or insert one. If you press insert one and then a keystroke, you'll hear its function. If you press the keystroke twice quickly, you'll hear additional information for the a particular keystroke, for the particular script. So in our synopsis, we're going to type activates save as function from the file menu. Again, activates the save as function from the file menu. And you can use spacing on this field. When you are ready, we're going to tab twice. The next field actually is category, but we'll not bother with that today. So you'll tab basically twice. And the next field will say assign to. And this is where we type our keystroke. Let's go ahead and use Control 1, as it is a key that is not used in Notepad. Go ahead and type the keystroke. Just hold down Control, hit the 1, and that's it. Once you've done this, go ahead and press Enter, or if you wish to, tab to the OK button. This has told our script to do the following. It has filled in documentation on separate files. One of them is the JAWS script dictionary, or documentation, which is a JSD file. And the synopsis and the description of our script has gone on there, plus the name, of course. The other file that has been filled in is the JAWS keymap file, or the JAWS JKM file, as it is called, and that actually has the script name and the keystroke. And it also holds what type of keyboard has access to that key, but don't worry about that today. Once you press OK or Enter, you will be back on a blank screen. Your cursor will be on a blank spot. Were you to arrow up a few times, you will find the following. The word script followed by space, and then save as, another space, and then a left parenthesis, and then a right parenthesis. So script space, save as, space, left paren, right paren. This is what you will find as a convention in all scripts. Excuse the plane noise. I'm actually outside. We're going to go below that line. Just in case you get lost, you will hear a line a few blank spaces below us, which will say, end script, all one word. So make sure you stay between those two lines. And JAWS gives you about three blank lines for you to stay on those, for you to basically take care of housekeeping in between. The first thing we're going to do is talk about piping keystrokes through. When you pipe a keystroke, basically you're passing a keystroke to the application. There are several conventions for doing this. Freedom Scientific, in its existence, has several times, you know, has just enhanced and changed the way it does things. However, a lot of those conditions are still there. Some for debugging purposes and some for backward compatibility. So if you're using JAWS 7, some of your scripts, depending on how you write them, might still be compatible with JAWS 5, say. The way you put keystrokes through is that you use left brace, which is the left bracket, plus the shift key. Just in case, for most keyboards, left brace is to the right of P, and right brace is to the right of that. The first thing we're going to type on a blank line below the line that says our script name, which is script, save as, left paren, right paren. On the line below that, we're going to type left brace, A-L-T, all together, basically all no spacing, plus the actual punctuation mark plus, which is the equal sign with a shift. Again, there's no spacing. The letter F, and then right brace. Again, the line should read left brace, A, L, T, plus F, right brace. Once you've done this, press enter. The next step we're going to do is type the word pause, P-A-U-S-E, space, left paren, right paren. Follow along for now. We will get to why and how later on. Once you type pause on a blank line below our previous line, P-A-U-S-E, space, left paren, right paren, go ahead and type enter. Actually, press the enter key. Not type the word enter, but press the enter key. Our last line is going to read left brace, A, right brace, and then enter. Again, press the enter key. So we have three lines of code. Altogether, our script is five lines in length. And so I will go over the whole script. If you arrow up to where we have the word script, you should be able to hear script, save as, left paren, right paren. Arrowing down, one line at a time, you should hear left brace, alt plus F, right brace. Next line, pause, left paren, right paren. Next line, A, left paren, right paren. Next line, it's probably a blank line, which you can hit the delete key to delete if you must. I wouldn't worry about it. Next line might be blank again. Next line should read, or will probably read, unless it's another blank line. And script. That is all the code we will need to write today. Please check to make sure there are no errors. And if you have exactly the code as I've described here, go ahead and hit Control S. You will hear JAWS clink, or rather the operating systems, and then say compile, okay. You will get a message that your compile was successful. If you have an error somewhere, you will actually hear error on line, and you will actually get the line read to you. The line will be highlighted, and the cursor will be placed on the line. If this is the case, please check back, press enter, check back, and correct the mistake. So OK the error message, and then go through the script and check it. As you can see, it's very important to follow all the way the instructions, especially with this, because the compiler will freak out and not know what to do with errors. And we'll try to show you where to correct them. And depending on how much complexity your scripts have, sometimes it is hit and miss as to where the error is. For the most part, it's pretty successful telling you where it is. Now that you have that compiled, let me talk about the pause command that we used. Again, it might seem somewhat harsh or complicated right now. You might be asking yourself, well, how do you know that pause will do what we're about to describe? Well, we'll get into that the next lesson, don't worry. Pause will tell JAWS to wait until our previous line, which is Alt plus F, gets executed, and JAWS actually responds and the computer responds. So we were basically activating Alt F. And there is going to be an amount of processing time that will take place. And we want JAWS to have enough time to wait before it goes to our next line, which is A, so that we don't press A before the file menu is actually active. Right now, we are about to try our script. I will be talking in depth on our next lesson on how to manually insert functions, as well as actually inserting functions from our inclusion files, which makes script writing a breeze, because they save you time, they save you memorizing code, and they save you a lot of hassle, especially misspelled words. At this point, if your compile was successful, close Script Manager with Alt F4, and we should be returning back to Notepad. Now that Notepad has to focus again, go ahead and type yourself a few lines of text, anything. Anything you want. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Now is the time for all women to come to the aid of their country. Now is the time for all, etc., etc., to do whatever it is that all do best. Once you have your lines of code, we're going to hit Control 1. If your coding went correctly, which you should know by now if you didn't get any compile errors, you'll hear JAWS speak. And suddenly, you will have the Save As dialog pop up. On a later lesson, we will learn how to kill the speech when we don't need to hear it. But today, I think we've done enough. You should have the Save As dialog come up, in which you can type a name for your file. And once you type a name for your file and press Enter to save it, try it again. Again, you'll have the Save As dialog, and you can type a new title, and you realize that you're saving the same file with different titles. I hope you've enjoyed our presentation. I hope this is useful to you. Again, send us an email on the Blind Cool Tech List. And I truly hope that this is of practical use to you. In our next lesson, hopefully we'll be reviewing how to create keystrokes in applications that don't have keystrokes and that don't have keystrokes even in the file menu. So applications that, for example, have a icons you must click on. We'll go on over that next lesson. Herbline Cool Tech. This is Frank Kibara. Hope you enjoyed our presentation. Good night.